Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Partly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 25 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 15. And on Friday mostly sunny with a high near 24. Blustery with a southwest wind gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. And in the news for today, a report from the Wisconsin Examiner shows while Wisconsin has cut taxes for upper and middle-income taxpayers over the last decade, low-income residents are paying more in taxes, a new report shows. The Wisconsin Policy Forum report released Wednesday confirms other analysis of how the tax burden has shifted following a series of tax cuts beginning in 2011, the most recent in the 2021 budget. The report draws on data from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau and Wisconsin Department of Revenue. For the bottom 20% of Wisconsin taxpayers with incomes of less than $8,460 a year, average tax rates have risen from 1980 to 2020, the report states. The tax rate for that lowest one-fifth of taxpayers was about 0.2% of their incomes. 1980. By 2020, the rate had more than doubled to a half of a percent of 0.5%. Meanwhile, tax rates for the top 1% of taxpayers fell to 5.5% from 7.9% over the same period. Income is being more concentrated among the highest earning state taxpayers, the report finds, and incomes have risen much more quickly for the top earners in Wisconsin. After adjusting for inflation, the average income of the top one-tenth of 1% in 2020 was four times what it was in 1980. For the bottom 20% of taxpayers, average income in 2020 was less than half of what it was for that group in 1980. While the top earners account for a greater share of state income tax dollars, their share has risen less quickly than their share of overall incomes, the report notes. And again, that is from the Wisconsin Examiner. And from the WPR online news comes this report that says GOP lawmakers adjourned Governor Tony Evers' special session without debating his plan for spending a projected $3.8 billion in budget surplus. Evers' proposal would have spent roughly $1.7 billion of the projected surplus, with the bulk going to $150 tax rebates for every Wisconsin resident. The governor's plan would have also spent about $103 million for an income tax credit for caregivers, $139 million for higher education, and $610 million for K-12 education. The tax rebates at the heart of Evers' plan was similar to a child tax credit Republican lawmakers passed and Governor Scott Walker signed in 2018. GOP lawmakers adjourned the special session without debate. They previously called the governor's plan an election year gimmick, though they objected when Democrats made similar remarks to describe Walker's plan 4 years ago. Again, this report came in part from WPR News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.